USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfire season sparking in Southern California as well as Colorado and in Oregon, where a wildfire is burning in the Columbia River Gorge, growing to over 800 acres quickly, threatening hundreds of homes. This girl was evacuated from her family's home.
My mom almost started crying because pictures, memories are all over there. We couldn't get them all. So she doesn't want anything to happen, and she wants to be able to just go home.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, is praising the peace agreement that the Trump administration helped hammer out between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He says the historic deal could help heal divisions in the Middle East. While the Trump administration did broker the deal, Biden claims the foundation was actually laid by previous presidents, including the Obama-Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Milwaukee's mayor wants to know if the city is on the hook for the money that's been spent on the now virtual DNC. A Milwaukee TV station reporting a letter from Mayor Tom Barrett is asking convention organizers how much Milwaukee might have to pay back. Barrett wants to know about security money and other things the city received. The CDC reports a quarter of young adults considered suicide over the past month, and it's related to the pandemic. The agency surveyed over 5,400 young people in June, and the results accounted for those aged 18 to 24. New data also showing a recent surge of anxiety and substance abuse among all age groups. More than 40% of the people surveyed say they've experienced a mental or behavioral health condition connected to the health crisis, and nearly 15% reported turning to substance abuse because of it. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new report says taking a so-called gap year before going to college after high school could cost someone $90,000 in lifetime earnings. It's according to a new study out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found a missed year could be costly in the long run. While many potential students might have might be considering delaying higher education because of the pandemic especially, they say the pandemic has also driven unemployment higher, putting college graduates in a better position to get a job over those with just a high school diploma. Social justice groups in Louisville, Kentucky, are calling for cancellations of the Kentucky Derby now. Yesterday, a spokesman for No Justice, No Peace Louisville said the city should cancel the Derby and put its energy into finding justice for Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville police during a drug raid on her home. Last week, police announced new rules requiring protesters to stay off the city streets and not to block intersections. The national group Until Freedom says those new rules are designed to silence protesters ahead of the Derby, which is now set for the 5th of September. And a Minnesota woman's been declared the world's fastest backwards speller. Pam Onnen of Minnesota broke the Guinness record when she spelled 56 words backwards in a minute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.